You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's up, everybody?
What is cracka lacking?
Let's go. Justin Freeberg said, yeah. All right, everybody, if you in here, hit that like button immediately. Let that YouTube out.
It's actually the laws have changed on YouTube, and
they don't want the like button.
No, they want the like button. They said it's actually illegal to not hit the like button within 5 seconds of opening this up.
Bro, this Supreme Court has gone crazy.
SCOTUS is changing everything.
Yo, SCOTUS on one, dude. I got my SCOTUS. It's electric. I can charge. Oh, I'm talking about scooter, baby. shouts to everybody in the chat. Shouts to everybody hanging out with us. Shouts to everybody listening right now who's like, yo, I'm not in the chat, but how come you ain't talking to me? I am now.
We are.
I can see you, bro. I see you brushing your teeth, bro. Get in the molars.
I see you listening to the show in the tub with your bubble bath.
Okay. I see you making coffee with a shirt but no pants on. What's going on, bro?
With your candles all around your apartment.
Yo, lady, if something splashes, you going to burn your hoo-ha. You don't want that.
Hoo-ha. I got you all in check.
No way. Okay. Speaking of chat, please hit that like button.
Oh, what is good, everybody? Excited to be here where we are live at The Stand.
Here we are.
Comedy club and restaurant.
Restaurante, club de comedia, comedia, comida.
they got
the
it all.
Club de comida. Now we're talking.
Obviously, one of the dopest comedy clubs here in New York City. If you ever out here, whether you want to see a comedy show or just get some incredible food,
I'm gonna let you know right now. This place is Cooligan's. You're certified.
Ooh,
you know that's important.
It got 4 out of 5 years.
Yo, 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 corner boys agree. This place is your certified, bro.
But no, seriously, one of the dopest comedy clubs in.
And by the way, corner boys waiting for the bus. Respectful corner boys, you know what I'm saying? Not damaging the community.
the corner boys are just going to the bodegas looking for that dude that's slandering bodegas.
Who might get duffed up. That dude might get duffed up on the Lower East Side, bro.
We can't. We don't claim him.
My guy was like, "Where's the Kroger's?" Because you can't buy eggs, yogurt, or what else did he say?
I don't even know.
Everything he said was white. Mayo. I think he said mayo. I need eggs, yogurt, and mayo. I'm trying to make a sandwich. And we're like, wait, what?
I'm at the bodega. I can't find any gentrification.
Oh, no. What? I'm looking everywhere. He said, where's the Kroger's and the Whole Foods? I'll tell you where it is. Back where your mama lives, bro. Get up out of my city. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should follow me on TikTok.
I cannot believe such a man exists. Did you just get on the internet yesterday? You can't be talking like that.
Bro, how'd you move to New York? He had to be doing that for clout, right? You can't be that dumb. Be like, I Apple Maps.
You can't do that.
Stores.
Like, he did that on TikTok. You can't do that. If you were on Newsmax, I'd be like, okay, I see sense. Where this dude is coming
okay,
from.
Okay, I get why you ain't.
These are his people that he's speaking to.
He's trying to say like, yo, there's no Kroger's, and in these bodegas are different people. That's the news, man.
And it was, I mean, look, it was obviously racist. Whether he maybe thought it wasn't or whatever, I don't know.
I didn't see it as racist. I saw when it he as put, like,
when he started filming ignorant. When he started filming the dudes and then calling the deli dude Ock for bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, he's mimicking. He goes, you know, that guy on TikTok. He's mimicking the TikTok trend.
But it's when he says it, it ain't cool.
Also because, by the way, you cannot say Ock if you ain't showing love.
You gotta say Ock. Ock is positive.
Yeah, you gotta be Ock positive. You can't be Ock negative. If you show up, by the way, the term Ock isn't a TikTok trend. That's a thing you say to the Arabic dude who owns. It went from Poppy, when it was Dominican owned, to Ock. And if you don't. If you don't say it correctly, if you don't have the right tone, it's disrespectful.
100%. 100%.
The cat even knows. The cat will scratch you up.
The cat got off the bread and was like, yo, whose man's is this?
My guy looking for yogurt. I peed on it an hour ago. How can you not see it? By the way, every bodega has eggs and yogurt.
Unbelievable. Man. What, did they like miss out on the egg and yogurt trend?
Bruh.
It's there. Look. Ask.
What you, first of all, everything you suggested is the shit you could buy with an EBT. That's what they sell at at the bodega.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
How you not find it?
Bro. Yo, my man, you need to learn Spanish.
My man's in the chip aisle. Because
even Ock knows Spanish.
Ock knows more Spanish than me.
So
I don't know how to say you can have that on credit, Ma, in Spanish. You know who does? Ock. I don't know how to say send me a nude and you can have these extra free. And they be saying it. They be getting wild.
Unbelievable.
Remember back in the day when they were like, yo, she's going to end up marrying a bodeguero. Remember that? They would be like, bodeguero was like a negative term for like a slutty dude.
I've never heard.
You don't remember this?
No, bodeguero? Bro. I've never heard that.
You never heard the term bodeguero?
No, never.
Oh my God. Well, okay. It was said very disrespectfully about your people. I hate to tell you. It was a way of saying like, oh, she's going to end up with like a dude who cheats on her.
Okay.
Because bodega dudes,
I mean, this
was out here getting it in.
There's other words for that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But bodega dudes are like, well, no, you're in a shop.
Yeah. No, know, I get it.
Shorty shows up. She ain't got the money for it. You'll be like, no, I'm going to get you to Meg's mom.
Well, look, as long as they're there to help, you know,
the moonshine bottles back at the stand. We're back at the stand, folks.
I'm trying to get this chat window working correctly, and it is absolutely all over the place.
Yeah, you are really having a rough one.
I don't know what's going on. All right,
you completely ruined your OBS. Just make sure it's recorded.
I think we're still doing a show. I don't know.
Stay away from the bodegas. That guy was so cringe. Alexa's looking in all y'all's windows, making sure you're listening. Hell yeah. Old question. When do we get to see how Alexis folds a Mexican pizza?
Is that a pizza and a taco?
Two layers of tortilla with like stuff in the middle. It's not really a pizza.
Okay. No, whatever.
But it's sliced into a pizza shape. And you know what? I'll say, let's just do it so that I can eat a Mexican pizza. Okay. Did you break your own?
I think I did.
All right, whatever. Just leave it that way. We're back. We're here. Paolo Nelson said how they know. Hey, shouts to all of our members. I was dying when I saw that on your Twitter last night. Justin Freeman said, the test just came back. The Cooligans are Akpas.
Oh. Okay.
I guess we got a bodega teen instead of quarantine. Four Card Ahmed said, hey, I made it. You made it to the live, buddy. For everyone listening, I know you can't hit the like button. If you're watching, hit the like button. If you're just listening, I don't know. Put a thumbs up in the air. You know? Just show your approval.
You know what? Pat yourself on the back. Yeah. You're doing great.
And you know what? Turn to the person next to you and say, yo, I think I'm Ock positive. And just see what they say.
But we're excited for today's show. I think that's how we need to start every show. We just need to roast somebody who's failing on the internet.
Let's go.
And then
Matassa said, Christian, you should have Alexis handle the tech. He knows what he is doing. I don't know if I told you this. The first episode we did, me and Pablo, was supposed to be what? I didn't get on until 1:23.
I was there. I was helping you.
But I didn't know if I told you. Everyone was like, where's Christian? It's falling apart. And I was like, I swear I'll be right there. I called you. You were packing, right? Or you were at the airport?
No. I was, I was packing for Italy. Yeah, right, yeah.
With a shirt on and no pants. What a weird way to do it.
Dude. I mean, look.
You wanted experience with the listeners experience. By the way, I'm drinking cold brew if you're wondering why Alexis is like this.
I'm glad. Technically, the show hasn't collapsed, so we're doing all right. But we're excited about today's show. Welcome to Shouts to US, where we focus on all things American soccer. Mondays are for, you know, what's going on.
Monday's football. Tuesday, soccer.
Okay. And
could that schedule be changing? Maybe.
Who knows? Yes. Just
lots in the air.
Yes. We'll update people. Especially,
you know what? Now Wednesday's couch show. No.
on Patreon, we'll update everybody with everything's going on. All the
a lot of positive things.
Meadowlark news and all that stuff. Today, obviously, yes. Hello, everybody, by the way. My name is Christian. That's Alexis.
I'm Alexis. What's up? What's good?
We're the Cooligans. Let's go.
Well up in your ears, well up in your eyes. And you know what? Don't turn around because we're behind you, bro.
Okay. Or turn around. Look me in the face. Yeah. Okay? Because I'm talking to you.
In fact, now I'm in your house and I need to know where the eggs and the yogurt is, bro.
Because my man needs some help.
Yo, this ain't no Kroger's. I'm going to say that in your crib, bro.
I say that everywhere I go. I'm like, I'm at your mom's house. I'm like, yo, this ain't a Whole Foods.
Yo, son. She's like, the eggs are right there. I can't see no eggs.
I'm egg blind. Don't you know?
Eggless, bro. This ain't no Kroger. And I leave.
So, We have to focus on a wild weekend in MLS, some international stuff, some U.S. women's national team stuff.
Paolo Nelson said, Mondays for the football wives, Tuesdays for the soccer girl. Okay. Oh, the soccer guma.
Okay, you can't cross pollinate, you know? You don't want to ruin any relationship.
It's Side Piece Tuesday.
Wow.
You already know. You notice how far Christian keeps that button from me, bro?
He really got to reach over. It's like reaching over somebody's food, dude. Yeah.
Yo, do me a favor. Pass the air horn real quick.
How about Set Piece Tuesday? Boom.
What?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Long throwing Tuesday. You already know what it is, bro.
Okay. So where to begin today? And as always, for everybody in the chat, if there's any subjects that you would like us to discuss.
Fort Kurt Homicide. No werewolves. That's what you say when you say something sus. Now you say, yo, no werewolves, bro.
Werewolves means eggs, by the way, for anybody who's not aware.
No. That.
People who don't speak Spanish.
The kid looking for the kid looking for growth. 100%
does not know.
Has no clue what werewolves means, bro.
So the where to begin today? Because
shouts to eggs, yo, eggs, we out here.
I love how eggs are getting the shout out. Yo, it's just they've been
eggs, bro.
Overlooked. Underestimated.
Bro, for real.
For too long. Bro. Underrated, I would even say.
We've been looking past the eggs, bro. Like, where are they? They've been right there the whole time, waiting for you. Name me another food that comes in a carton besides milk and iced tea.
Okay, you can't. And you can't.
You're done. The list is starting, bro. And he's looking for all of that.
Okay. Let's start with what's in the title and the thumbnail. Do we have a new rivalry in Major League Soccer? Because I think for a long time, the matchup between the Philadelphia Union and New York City FC has always been a little bit. There's been, it's been heated.
Well, let's start with. This is organic because of what you're saying.
Yes.
Things have happened where both teams have had to play each other with a high amount of stakes.
There's history now,
bro,
between these two clubs.
And there's clearly, you could see from the thumbnail, which for those of you listening, it's Brujo giving two middle fingers to the NYCFC fans, but with a smile on his face.
He's happy. It's a little confusing.
I don't think he knows what the middle fingers means.
Is there something lost in translation
he
here?
He might be waving in his native way of doing
He's
it.
He's like, in my language, this means werewolves.
Yeah. I'm saying hello to Ark in a positive way.
So I gotta put this photo on the screen, by the way. So if anybody hasn't seen it. Oh, I should have prepared a little bit.
Just a little bit. We're about to get fired, fam.
When I did this, let me see if I can get this working correctly and quickly.
But let's talk about this because Philly, for a long time, MLS has tried to manufacture. And maybe it wasn't MLS. Maybe it was Philly. But Philly is like trying to find someone to beef with, you know?
Yeah.
Like Red Bull. It didn't exactly happen. Red Bull already had DC United, which they hate. There's a long history there. And now NYCFC seems to be their newest rival.
Right.
And Philly was like, you know, nobody wants to fight me, you know? DC ain't really messing with them. Rebel wasn't really messing with them. They never really tried to manufacture with NYCFC, but it sprung up on its own.
It happened. And I think, obviously, after the playoff game, the COVID disaster that they had, that Philadelphia Union, they pretty much, 11 players?
I thought it was nine.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Two, but they barely had enough players to field the team, and it was a lot of kind of second team guys, and NYCFC ended up winning that game 2-1,
right, which is why like a lot of Red Bull fans will be like, oh, how many players did you guys have out with COVID? Like they're always using the COVID thing as like, you know, trying to, I guess, mock us for winning something they've never won.
right.
Even when you guys were playing against accountants, you didn't win it. Even when you had Thierry Henry, my favorite player of all time, you didn't win it.
Okay.
But I guess we played one team that had a couple of players coughing, and I guess that's it's an issue. Yeah, we're ripe for being made fun of here.
So here's the photo, if you haven't seen it. Yeah, clearly. I mean, it's pretty wild. It's a wild photo.
You could have just clicked on the.
I couldn't. Yeah, I'll explain later. Okay. But it didn't work very easily. So yeah,
well, bing it, dude.
So the I mean, this is pretty incredible. I've never seen anything like this. I wonder if this will lead to some sort of punishment.
I hope not.
Look, I know he's giving the middle finger to NYCFC fans, but I have a feeling. I have a feeling, because we can't see the other side of the photo. I feel like a couple NYCFC fans are probably returning the gesture.
It was reciprocation. I'm positive of it. I also saw a lot of the NYCFC fans who traveled post pictures of them giving the middle finger to...
It's Philly.
First of all, that is how you say hello.
That's how they say hello in Philadelphia, okay?
But, you know how your mother walks in to a funeral. You'll bug everybody here, and they're like, oh, okay, the mother's here. Show some respect.
Thank you. Take off your caps, everybody.
Okay, sorry, Padre, you blessed me. You know? This is a Philly. I think that's why there's a smile, you know? He's not throwing batteries at the fans.
Correct, right. You so there's some improvement.
We've made some progress as a culture.
So, look, I don't know if he'll get in trouble for that. If he does or doesn't, whatever, it is what it is.
Nine out of 10 things that MLS will punish either a player or a club or a coach for are things that fans want to see.
Okay. Yeah,
every
yeah,
once
yeah,
in a while, there's one or two things we're like, we did not want that. But for the most part, it's like, you made a funny meme, you're getting in trouble. Everyone's like, but notice how we're enjoying ourselves here?
Right, right. This, you know? This definitely adds to the lore right. of what this matchup is becoming. Look, NYCFC now has lost two in a row to Philadelphia Union. NYCFC do not want to lose to Union. They're obviously a good team, a strong team, especially
they're a very good team.
In the Eastern Conference.
And look, their and coach, then, Jim Curtin, friend,
the homie,
fan,
the homie. We the got, homie. I mean, we did the roast video with the Philadelphia Union. A lot of love, but if there's something, you know, when for those 90 minutes, I'm just like, all right, we ain't friends anymore.
He wants to beat us, right? We want to beat him, but then after that, it's all love.
Exactly.
During the 90 minutes, no bueno, right? But I do want to say that it seems like we are developing a fun rivalry, a rivalry that, you know, has some kind of stickiness to it. Like, but it's not the same as the NYCFC New York Red Bull rivalry. That one feels like the players genuinely get upset when they lose to each other. Like, they don't want to lose to each other. There's like a level of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Where the one against Philly, it seems like it's fun to want to beat them. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, it seems like the players enjoy it more. Other than the physios. The physios seem to not enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a physio get red carded?
I have never seen that in my life. But I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about in this game, this was pretty surreal. I forgot the guy's name, Rich something.
I don't know.
I forgot. Please, someone in the chat, please put the physio's name. But if you didn't see this, this was...
Justin Rivers said, also, Union have the toughest dude in athletic training.
I forgot his name. I think it's Paul Rushing. Paul Rushing. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, that's right. Paul Rushing.
So this dude, I mean, and this is, as far as physios go,
yeah,
this dude should be wearing, you know, Hell's Angels
leather. Aren't you supposed
leather.
To be mending the player, not injuring them?
The dude is a unit.
He's like, let's get physio. No, I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand.
Let's get physio. Physio. Okay. You ain't going to hear that on Extra Time. I'll tell you that much.
That boys ain't talking about this. At least not in this way. Name me one time they brought up yogurt and eggs and a cat. Not once.
So he's obviously who is it?
Wearing a luchadores mask, this physio, bro. He can't.
Julian Carranza gets an elbow. Not a soft elbow, but he got hit. Maxime Cheneau.
I missed like the 85th minute on.
Oh,
that
yeah,
seems
yeah.
to be when everything happened.
This game was like every NBA playoff game where the last 4 minutes, yeah, yeah, yeah. literally everything happened.
Can we just fast forward to that? So I happened to miss that. I was in the middle of performing, and I'm like, I can't watch this part. I come back, and I'm like, how did we lose?
Right.
You know? And I'm like, wait, red cards?
Right.
Who's this guy?
He was performing stand-up. Very vague. You were like, I was in the middle of performing. You know?
I was on the pole. Like, I can't keep watching this. I need both hands. So what caused it? Because I I saw the injury. I saw the guy on the floor holding his face.
Carranza, yeah. Chanel went up. It went 50-50 ball. Carranza didn't really jump. He didn't jump for the ball. He got an arm to the side of the face. It didn't seem that severe, but it definitely caused for making sure he was okay. So then, when he's on the ground, Cacho Acevedo is like trying to, NYCFC had, I think they had already just scored. They're trying to get the game going, or maybe they were trying to score. I don't remember exactly what time this happened, but he's basically telling Carranza, like, yo, get up. Like, yeah, how it always happens.
What are you supposed to do?
But he got very close while he got a bit close to Paul, what is it?
Rushing.
Paul Rushing's face. He went to yell at Carranza.
Like, tell your mans to get up.
But he's like, you're too close, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he pushed Gacha out of the way. That seemed to be...
That sparked everything.
That sparked. And then...
All the highlights I saw, like, wasn't cutting to that. It was just showing Paul Rushing being held back.
Right. So Nicolas Acevedo gets there. Rushing pushes him away. I don't know if that enough for a red card. I assume so. I mean,
physio's not there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To put his hands on the player.
Be mushing dudes.
So that's what led to the scuffle.
And then what was it? Amundsen is like telling one of the Philly players like chill, and the Philly player just shoves him.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Why are you pushing?"
Yeah,
and
then
I just love. He was like, "What was that?"
Tati and
Tati doing what Tati
and Brujo kind of they hug it out in that moment. But there was clearly some sense of. This is the contentiousness. The contention is there.
It's ready to boil over.
Right.
But none of it seems
it's not like
ill-willed.
No. It's not like I don't think the teams have a lack of respect for each other.
What it is? It's like two of the best heavyweights.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the match, they like, oh, that was a good one. You know what I
mean? Right,
But during it is heated.
Yeah, because for the most part, look, Philadelphia Union hadn't really beaten NYCFC, especially at Yankee Stadium. They hadn't beaten them at all until earlier this season.
Right.
So most of the time, if the Union are playing the NYCFC, they're not going to get a win for the most part.
Right.
But these last two games, something's changing where especially in that first half, NYCFC the Union made NYCFC look like a bad team.
So this is part of the next conversation, but what's going on? Look, obviously, coach is gone.
Yeah.
Very successful coach is gone.
Mm-hmm.
What's my guy's name? He just walked into a spiderweb while sitting and not moving. So to look at their history, by the way, to point out what you said, Philly has won 6 times, 2 draws. New York City's won 10 times.
Yeah.
So New York City clearly owns the rivalry. Whatchamacallit. But what's my guy's, the new coach's name? I can't remember his name right now.
Cushing.
So
Nick Cushing.
Nick Cushing. Came from coaching, I believe, the Man City women's team.
Correct.
Won there.
Yeah.
Comes here, assistant coach. During the MLS Cup trophy, he seemed to have like a really close relationship with a lot of the players.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was the kind of guy that like the players liked to be around.
Yeah, and we hung out with him at the Stock Exchange. We went when they brought MLS Cup to the New York Stock Exchange. We were there hanging out with
him and Nick.
Yeah. Okay, we're homies. All right. We're rooting for Nick.
Right.
But it's definitely the look. He's
had 2 matches now, a draw and a loss.
Two MLS matches, and then the US Open Cup
loss. Open Cup
it's lost, just the draw to Colorado, which was a little disappointing, but it was his first game, right? You can understand. Right. And then it's New York Red Bulls in an Open Cup match.
It's going to take a lot. But I kind of did expect a new coach bounce. Even though the team was playing well, you typically don't see a bounce when the team is playing well. But I was expecting we all need to show well in front of the coach because he may be making changes.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that yet.
So I don't.
Should we be worried about Nick Cushing?
I worry is not the word I would use right now, but because I think these first 3 games, you're asking quite a lot of your players. Right. To have a midweek game against your rival. And
Snuff said NYCFC made NYCFC look like a bad team.
Look, if it wasn't for Sean Johnson in that first half, Union could have had way more goals. And for the most part, all the goals were kind of like trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they were kind of like, I don't want to say boneheaded, but it does look like NYCFC is sort of like not as sharp as they were prior.
Right, right. But look, it's the Union. They're very good. It felt like a little bit of a, as far as like scoring chances, it felt a little bit of a stalemate to some degree, where these two good teams are really just trying to break each other down.
It was like, Ali versus like
Frazier.
Yeah, sure. First of all, tossed salad and scrambled eggs went against Ali, though. That's crazy, bro. Yo, you're going to get bodied by Muhammad Ali, bro. I like what SKC Fan TV, because this is what Argentinians do best, is they wedge Argentinians in every conversation. This is what every Argentinian does better than anyone
else. But
what
about Argentina?
Yeah. He was like, it could be anything. It'd be like, man, I can't believe it's a full moon. He's like, but when you see it from Argentina, he goes, it's like Scaloni to Argentina. Close with the team can be a good thing.
Can become a good thing. Look, I think he needs a little bit more time. NYCFC, I would not say that.
No. You get, how many, what's your amount of matches before you say like, oh.
10.
10?
10.
We're halfway through the season, bro.
But
you can't 10. Give guy a third of the season?
10 is my number. Yeah, that feels like a good. Didn't Bob Bradley get 11 at Swansea? He got 11.
Yeah, but that was a rough 11. But also the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it's also MLS. The bar is not high. You just got to get into the playoffs. Yeah. So
again, look, you make a great point there. You got to get hot at the playoffs. So right now, great time to be there.
Cincinnati's up next. You would hope that would be, that's my rebound.
Right. You know, everybody knows who that is. 4 a.m, the bar shutting down.
We all been there.
Y'all look at each other and be like, ain't nobody else up in this bar. You know, you a 4 and I'm a 6. Together, that's a 10.
Hold on.
Give Nick Cushing a grade right now, knowing we're like barely into his run, surprise run.
I'm gonna say a 6 right now because I
didn't expect you to give him a grade that way. I thought you were gonna go A, B, or C.
No, no, I don't know. I mean,
what'd you get on your? This test? Was my manufacturer.
This was my most, you on know, scale of from 1 to 10. I would say a 6 because I give him
a letter grade.
I give him, I'll give him a B minus right now.
That's a 6.
So why does it matter? This is arbitrary grading system.
That's a C minus, a 6.
The thing I applaud him for, I think the game against Colorado was. First game, like, I'm not going to judge that harshly. The game against Red Bull, the red card for Thiago
ruined everything.
Is a big concern. I think dropped the grade because it's like, what? How did he get to that point where he's headbutting? Who was it? Tolkien? I forgot who he's headbutted.
Yeah,
I think it was Tolkien.
Yeah.
And I look at Tolkien's.
The dude with the wide neck, Tolkien. Got big neck.
Does he have
his head like this?
It seems like a perfectly normal neck. I don't know. I haven't noticed. Like, your neck is the smallest neck in the world.
I don't have one. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But he said he was like, he called us the Smurfs and something, yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
Good one, bro. But, I don't remember the Smurf thing MLS Cup.
Should we believe that? Yeah. So
I don't know, dude. You look like someone looking for eggs and yogurt.
So,
you know?
But asking about Kroger, how do you play in a game like that? And one of your players does something like that. That tells me the mindset and preparation for that game was not right and wasn't there,
or that you allowed the other team to get in your head because it clearly worked.
Yeah,
trying.
Look, because it's not super easy to get under NYCFC player skin. NYCFC doesn't have like hotheads like that.
Nah, but Red Bulls finds a way. To,
I know, and this is why the game is entertaining. I mean, right. But the after the red card, it was like even Maxime Cheneau was just like, we tried our best, but also
I'll
got give slapped 3-0. I mean,
I'll
it was
give Nick Cushing 3-1, wasn't it?
No, 3-0.
I'll give Nick Cushing some credit in the sense that he was like. He even after the red card was like, all right, here's how we go for it.
Right.
It's an elimination match anyway. So yeah. What's the point?
And here's a little side note for about this game.
Uh-oh.
I was in Italy.
Side note.
I was on my honeymoon in Italy.
Mm.
The game was on at
should
like,
we bleep this? Right?
Can you just blur my face? Modulate my voice. JK Tris says stinky Smurfs.
Stinky Smurf. Show me your stinky, you Smurf. Again. That's a shin for everybody who doesn't watch.
So the game was at 2 a.m. I couldn't watch the game. But I wake up the next morning and I watch all the highlights and stuff. Even though some of them are like geo-blocked, I'm like, why are you geo-blocking the U.S. Open Cup? All right,
bro.
Why are you hiding this from anybody in the world?
You should be showing it. You should be forcing it down Europeans' throats.
Just so ridiculous. So you gonna make me get a VPN for the damn U.S. Open Cup? So I, but I'm
the cost of the VPN is more than the players win if you win the U.S. Open Cup.
So I'm at the hotel and I'm getting breakfast, and who walks in the room to get breakfast? None other than Yangel Herrera.
Formerly of NYCFC.
Former NYCFC.
Manchester City, former Manchester City player. Right? Or is he still on loan?
I think he's been sold. He was sold to, he was at Granada or something like that. Granada, and then now he's at Espanyol.
I know he's at Espanyol now.
Yeah. So he's been at a couple clubs. But I see him there. And I'm like, yo, Young, and I'm like, it's just crazy.
And he's like, who are you?
But as soon as I see him at breakfast, I'm like, yo, I can't afford this hotel. Why did I come?
Yeah, why are you with a professional?
I should not. I spent too much money. Like, I should not be at this hotel.
Yo, Yang, you visiting somewhere? Because if you staying here,
don't tell. Because we out in the same tax bracket.
Yeah, nah,
we shouldn't be in the same place ever.
Okay? Let's just say this right now: our podcast does not pay the same as RCD Espanol, whatever the name of your club is.
So I start telling him, like, he didn't.
Drew Turo said, more like U.S. closed.
There we go, Drew.
Got him.
There, thank you. I'm talking to him, and I'm he didn't remember me. He was at NYCFC.
He doesn't remember playing for NYCFC.
He was very fond of NYCFC. He said,
"Nunca."
I was telling him
I left because there were no Krogers.
I was telling him, like, "Yo, we work with NYCFC and all this stuff." And he was he opened up very, very quickly. I was wearing the Pescara shirt, the dolphin
with the
rainbow.
Dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah. So he initially, I think he thought I was a player. Like, he just
you
looked
do
at
have that look.
He looked at me for like, wait, were you wearing
is that the doodle 2 foot?
You wearing your team's kid? Just yeah. I thought.
Are you playing right now? You should be getting breakfast, buddy.
So, but then I tell him, I'm like, oh, I work with NYCFC and all this other stuff. And then he opened up. He was like, really cool. And then he was like, yeah, he was like, oh, I watched the game last night. I'm like, yo, you watched this was at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's like 8 a.m. right now. So I don't know. This dude just didn't sleep.
He's still up.
So he watched the game, and he was asking me if I watched the game. I was like, oh no, it was too late. And but I was
like, no man, I'm on my honeymoon, Doug. I know how to vacation.
So he but I was telling him, I'm like, yo, but that result, he was like, oh yeah, sucked. And then we were talking a little bit about Ronnie Dyla and the whole thing, but it was just wild to see an NYCFC player at the same hotel that I was in. So
it's crazy.
It's really it's absolutely insane.
But that is a moment where you're like, oh, you're either a hero on a discount or I really messed up.
I hope you know a guy.
Yeah, I really hope you cheap as hell, bro. Because how much we pay for this?
I hope your family hates this hotel. I hope this is beneath.
I hope you have complaints out the wazoo. I hope you're stealing from Brett.
No, but shall I say, he was there with his wife and new young baby, had like a newborn, so it was really
Juan
awesome.
Said, why do I feel like Christian needs a cigarette dangling from his mouth when he's telling the story? Bro, let me tell you what happened on my honeymoon.
Okay.
And boy, I said, boy.
So, I don't even remember what question I was answering for this
knows.
Game. But Nick Cushing grading him. I think it was an embarrassing loss to Red Bull. But the
Crimson Pizza said footballers during the off season have a very middle schoolers during summer break energy. Just staying up late and going wild on vacation.
Totally.
So pretty much our whole lives. Joseph Freeberg said, Alexis, give Cushing a rating from Orlando Pizza to New York Pizza. Christian, give him a rating from Kale to Sugar Free Can. said he's a
they're
six.
Both great.
You said he's a six, which, by the way, if we're doing it on a number grade, six would be 60 out of 100, mm-hmm. which would translate to an F. That's a failing grade.
Oh, okay.
65 is passing.
Right. Okay.
That's a D. So you gave him a D minus at best.
Right. And whatever.
Do you consider him failing?
No, I don't. I mean, I just said that number, but not.
Without thinking of
I'm not associating with.
There's not a microphone and a camera.
I'm not associating it with failure. It's obviously it's a new job, and he has to adjust. And the three games that he played against were against fairly tough teams. And very then the latter two were very tough.
We're supposed to be top of the power.
Okay, so this is why look, I'm going to round this out, and the reason the grade isn't worse is because I applauded the decision to replace both fullbacks in that game. He brought on Anton Tinnerholm, which in all this nonsense we forget Anton Tinnerholm
played gone for a year.
Played his first game, so shouts to this man.
Welcome back.
Had an Achilles tear last year and is playing again, and it was
so emotional during MLS Cup final.
Yeah. So it was an emotional time for him and for the club. Malte Amundsen comes in to replace Chris Gloster and Tinnerholm replaced Tavon Gray, who frankly they had terrible games, both of them.
Yeah.
There are some games where the and I think this is what the Philadelphia Union do sometimes, is that they attack NYCFC fullbacks because...
Yeah, if you're looking for a weak point, especially because of how far forward they tend to get.
And especially when... And not attack them offensively. They attack them... They press them when they have the ball.
Right.
Because
also, our center backs aren't as fast. So if you're Tavon Gray and you lose the ball... You're the one who has to now pick up
sure.
the cover.
And that isn't even at least my concern because technically even...
we defend very high. I mean, it's a smart move.
Chanel and Collins are very, very smart defenders and don't
sure.
often,
you don't find them out of position very
right.
often.
But the fullbacks, I thought I think that was the weakness, especially in that first half. Like Chris Gloster and Tavon Gray just, they really couldn't connect. They would seem nervous to pass the ball forward. And Philadelphia Union attacked that. So they're making that change, which is you don't often see both fullbacks get replaced at halftime in a game. And for Nick Cushing to make that decision and say, hey, look, this is you played midweek. This is not
it ain't going well.
Switch it up.
Shouts to Gloucester though, he's from Montclair.
Okay.
Essex County boy.
Just got married.
Yeah, that's right.
And also Keaton Parks. Everybody in the Parks international break, everybody's like, yeah, let's get married.
Yeah, but Keaton Parks from Texas. I'm talking about Gloucester, my G from Montclair.
Justin Freeberg says, Chanel was getting beat over the top a few times and the defense appeared stressed in the first half for sure. Yeah, look, a couple times.
That's
yeah.
the technique to get at. Because the thing is, NYCFC defends with such a high line that their hope is that they're going to get you to turn over the ball quickly.
Sure.
And so when they do, you have to spring and attack, and that typically means going over.
Yeah,
going
over the top. But when you see that game in particular, and when the possession numbers are fairly even, that usually means NYCFC is not having a good game because, especially in that first half, there was almost no maintaining of the ball. They just did not look like the team that we're normally used to seeing. Right. So it was a bad game and an unfortunate look. That last goal, Brujo takes that shot. It deflects off of Corey Burke and whatever. You know, Sean Johnson is going the other way. It is what it is. It really sucked. It was for NYCFC fans a heartbreak after coming back and tying the game from that penalty. But then the end, which did you see the end? The handball that was not called?
Yes.
What was that?
The hell's going on? We have VAR, don't we?
We do have VAR. They looked at it. I don't know why it wasn't a penalty. My guess is I don't know if there was a play that preceded it that would have. I don't know if it was off. I don't think it was offside. I don't understand the explanation. Who was the player? Please, somebody in the chat.
Actually, it was in the chat. Yeah, I
forgot his name. The young kid, the fullback who.
VAR is like, we're going home. Yeah. Nitra. VAR is like, I mean, I packed it up already. Do we have to use this?
Yeah. So the kid who was the right back that was playing, who is Nathan Harriel. I think this is a future U.S. men's national team player. I think he's great. I give him a lot of credit.
He's really good at volleyball from what I've seen.
But he went 1v1 a lot against Talis Magno. And we know that, Talis can dribble like crazy. He
Talis also loves going 1v1. So to be like, nah, come on.
Yeah, he kind of, I felt like he did it a little too much in this game. There were a lot of times.
He's 19 years old. This is what he does.
Tati was getting frustrated at, not making some passes. I thought some of the shots.
He's doing the Argentinian pointing at
him. He did it a couple times. We've had this conversation. Yeah, SKC Fan TV. We know this move. When Argentinian doesn't get the ball passed to him where it should go, what does he do? Points at his feet.
Mira, mira mi zapato. Okay. Está solo.
So let's do this. Look, here's the next match. We're away at Cincinnati. NYCFC home to Atlanta. Home invites Atlanta, whatever. Atlanta's in New York. Then New England at home. Then they go away to Dallas. That's all before we play New York Red Bulls again. What do you think is going to be the record? Do you think we beat Cincy away?
Yes. Yeah, that's that game's tomorrow.
You think we'd be Atlanta and New York? I think so. Atlanta never plays.
Atlanta, we got to talk about Atlanta because Atlanta has Brooks Lennon just got injured. Did you hear how he got injured?
No.
Brooks Lennon got injured in warm-ups. He slipped off like he wasn't on the pitch. Like he was off of the pitch on some rubber or something on the ground that was not grass. He slipped on that and sprained his MCL. Out for 8 weeks.
Jeez. There's something wrong with that pitch. You know, what is it? In the last offseason, they changed the pitch. They changed the
In Atlanta. And Mercedes-Benz.
Like, complaining about it, and it's like injuries galore.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Miles Robinson.
I don't know if it was last offseason or the season prior, during the season prior. At some point, the field was changed with different material or a different type of field, and players have been complaining about it left and right. Now people are getting even injured just adjacent.
But this was in Toronto. It wasn't in Atlanta that he got injured.
Oh, in Toronto.
But still, people are saying that they're cursed.
You think we beat Cincy away? You think we beat Atlanta at home?
Yes.
Do you think we beat New England at home? I think so.
I think that could be a draw.
Yeah, I think it's a draw. New England plays as well, and then Dallas away.
I think that's going to be another draw. It's going to be a tough one.
So two wins, two draws. Rebel away. It's the last one I'm going to ask you.
They got to win that one. I'm going to put some optimism in there.
It's also technically a home game. We've played there before. You know
what I mean?
We got to talk about the stadium.
We should talk about it because all the news, I don't know if people are aware.
When I answer Luke Sergio, what's so important on my phone? I saw somebody was messing with my scooter, so I want to see if I had an alert. And then I noticed my Arsenal group chat is blowing up, and it was because we made an updated bid on Lisandro.
Lisandro from Ajax.
From Ajax.
Okay.
Not enough, though. Apparently, it was 40 million euros with add-ons, but Ajax always asked for a 50 million fee, so nothing's happening.
Okay. Well,
and the trailer for All or Nothing came out. It's gonna be something.
I'm excited to watch.
Stadium talk. NYCFC Stadium.
Should we do like a live watch-along on Patreon for All or Nothing? Ooh. Man, right?
Sure.
Also, I think you can do watch-alongs, I think, on Twitch with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
That might be something fun. All right, we'll figure something out.
Whatever. We're YouTube.
Okay. So NYCFC, this hasn't, you know, it's not official, but we've been seeing reports.
Well, let's go back. The last few months, NYCFC have been partnering with a lot of construction companies.
Yeah,
this has been mess.
It's very, it's not, I mean,
sus ain't the right word, but it's been suspicious.
It's obvious, kind of like what is, a very heavy-handed approach to basically say, like, you know, they now in the latest announcement, they're working with another construction company, and there is
they're going to get a partnership with Bob the Builder.
Behind the text of the announcement is a stadium, like some sort of, you know.
a lot of obvious.
So this is what's going on. And this this all probably stems from the deal with Apple. Obviously bought the rights to air MLS on Apple TV for the next, 10 years?
What does it got to do with Apple?
I'm going to tell you right now. Apple has a you know, clause or whatever. One of their requirements said that all games have to air Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. So that's it.
That's true.
So as soon as that's the case,
so NYCFC season is going to take 2 years to complete.
So because the flexibility of the current TV deal allows NYCFC to play their games on Saturdays or Sundays,
3 a.m. on a Thursday,
whatever. As long as the Yankees are not playing there, and there's a stadium available, they can obviously play their games there. But when you have the restriction of only those two nights to play games, now you're limited at where you can play.
Right.
So this is the update. So now they are saying that.
So the rumor was that they would be able to switch between. Because here's what I noticed. You didn't get a chance to go to the last City Field match. I went.
Uh-huh.
Very full.
Yeah.
It was like completely sold out.
It's great.
It was amazing. But there was something else. There was also, I managed to wiggle my way into the suites area.
as one does, right? When you're
he says wiggle, but like we actually work with the team.
But we're not.
No, we're not that. But when you say it like it's like but unfathomable.
This wasn't an employee.
I know that. But it's not.
I managed my way to get in.
I'm saying it's not
once
that.
Once I got there, it was like, oh, Alexis is
right. It's not that far fetched. Yeah.
But.
Nobody's like, cuff him, boys.
Yeah, who is this guy? Is this young Al Herrera? You know, when I got in there, I saw a lot of people I knew. I saw a lot of people that, you know, more executives and stuff in another suite. Mm-hmm. But also, there was like a lot of like suits.
Bowie Bico. this is great. He said they should be partnering with the larger banner company, which is hilarious.
Well, hilarious. I noticed a lot of people in suites. Right, in one of the other suites. And I was like, that was going on there. Looked like a bunch of politicians. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
No, I just, we love to see it.
So then I realized, wait a minute. There's a lot of seats sold out. A lot of fanfare around this match. Was this a way to be like, look how well we do in Queens?
Yeah.
Is that maybe part of it? But now the rumor seems to be, was it not Roosevelt Island?
Randall's Island. So this is the...
But here's the thing. There's a stadium there. Technically, there's like a one...
It's called Icon Stadium.
Icon. Yeah. But Icon is a dude's last name. He donated that area, that plot of land to the city. But he was a... I believe he was a cross-country runner or something. He was a runner.
Yeah, it's a track. There's a track around the field.
But it's donated as long as it's always a track.
Yes.
So there is a space inside of that track, but it's not like Italian stadiums where it's big enough to have a football pitch inside of it.
Right.
Or a soccer field. So...
No, so... I looked this up, and shout out to the outfield. They did all... Measured all like the dimensions. The outfield is like a NYCFC blog or something like that.
They're like they leak a lot of information.
Yeah, they're great. The dimensions are I think they would be exactly the same as Yankee Stadium as far as the size of the pitch. I don't think it would be larger than that. Or I actually think there might even be a little bit more space than in Yankee Stadium, but I think they'll probably make it to be the exact same dimensions.
Are you sure? Why don't you pull up what Icon looks like so people can see this?
Right. So I'm a little
unsure as to what you're saying is true.
So yeah, I looked this up on the outfield. So let me see.
Yeah, we'd have to go to the outfield. But look, I know people are like, yo, why can't NYCFC have a stadium? There is so much. That it takes to get something. Like, even there was a chance to build a stadium on Pier 40, which is right alongside the West Side Highway in Manhattan. There's already kind of a stadium there. You know, they would knock that down, rebuild it, and give a pitch to the kids, which is what the kids are using that now. And people were like, no, because of traffic. Traffic once a week? Also, it's New York. There's always traffic. What are we complaining about? But that's the power that these community groups have. In an area like Manhattan, and for good reason, because if not, then they would just constantly be getting Walmarts in every neighborhood. So it's significant. But why don't you show that? Show what the photo looks like.
I want to show the photo, but the tweet is not.
Oh, then don't show that.
It's not very great. is this the photo of Icon? Okay, yeah, here it is. All right, so here it goes.
So look, I mean, this will be one of the most traditional looking stadiums. But I think in order to...
There you go. Okay.
I think in order to use this, they have to add, 10,000 more seats?
Yeah. So they essentially and Jonathan Sanchez, which I think was the first person who broke this news.
Shouts to Jonathan Sanchez.
From NYC Forever.
Hate us.
From NYC Forever Pod, to go check him out. But
shouts to NYC Forever. Shouts to Dave. Shouts to Youssef.
But the he basically used the example of Inter Miami Stadium, where it's like essentially a temporary and they just put up a stance. And it looks like that's basically what NYC CFC is going to do. They will.
Where, if you're looking at this photo, there ain't no room for that.
I don't know. It ain't my problem directly. No, but
put it on top of the stand already there.
It's not. You know, it's not impossible. They have to. What NYCFC is doing is they're gonna invest money in updating this this area.
Should this just be the stadium then? And can you make this
so, no,
similar to like Italy where you have the track around the stadium?
So the answer to that is no, you can't make it the stadium because Randall's Island is not easily accessible from every borough. Cars have it's accessible by car very easily. I think parking might be a bit of an issue. And train there's no trains that go there to my knowledge. But there's several buses that go. So it's not an easy place to get to. So this cannot be the permanent solution. But if there's games that can't be played at Yankee Stadium, it's better than Red Bull Arena. I mean, I'll say that.
It's better than the joint in Connecticut.
Without a doubt, yes. At least it's not 100 miles away or whatever. So, yeah, you can see, look, there's what, two, three bridges. But I don't think there's many trains that go there. It's not a long-term option, but I think it's...
Okay, there's a way to get there on a bicycle.
You gonna be riding a bike?
No, no scooter, bro. I'm whipping the scooter, bro.
Okay, I like you gonna be wearing these tight bicycle shorts to get to the game.
Oh, you Blance Barmstrong? You think I won't?
Also, it'd be said a 30-40 minute walk from the Q train exit at 96th Street. Right.
So, I believe you mean a march. Look at this. There's a way to get there. Avoiding highways, you have to take the RF Kennedy Bridge.
Yeah,
and then take an exit, which is a little scary.
Nitra M said only the M35 can get you there from 125th Street. So look,
you got to take Ward's Island Bridge, which I guess is not for cars.
sure.
Ward's, a bit of an issue.
Ward's Island sound like this clearly was a prison here.
Whoa, <dang. laughs>
So look, none of this is 100% confirmed, but it does feel like a reasonable solution. And at the very least, I'll say that out of every temporary stadium announcement that I've heard, this seems to be the least angering to NYCFC fans.
By the way, there's no way to make every NYCFC fan happy.
No, it's no, no. Impossible. But it seems like people are like, okay, yeah, it's like it's not ideal, but it's not our rival stadium. It's not another baseball stadium,
right?
And look, it'd be a little annoying to get to. And I've heard also getting out is a bit of
that's
a pain
be
as well.
A full pain in the ass. Getting home, might as well give yourself about 4 hours.
so it's a compromise.
Yeah, you're right. It's the 4-5 to the M35 bus.
Yeah. So my hope is that there's a lot of shuttle buses that'll go in and out of there.
There's going to be an aggressive amount of expenditures to get people in and out of the stadium.
It's in expenditures to build a temporary stadium there to update.
It's basically going to cost what a stadium would cost.
So my hope is that all these announcements of all these construction companies is not solely just for this, and it's for an actual and NYCFC are closer to an actual stadium.
AussieAB said 10,000 seats, and it's a guaranteed reduction in season ticket holders. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I, you know, having your own stadium might make it sellable to other people. It's just so easy to get to NYC to get to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the loss that you take from having a temporary stadium on this island in the middle of New York City.
In the Bronx, they were supposed to build a stadium, but they can't figure out. Yankees won't shift 10,000 parking spots,
something like that. Yeah, like I don't know the details, but yeah.
Here's what I say: tear it down when no one's looking. Now what are you gonna do? Now what are you gonna do?
Okay, they're gone, Steinbrenner.
Right,
what
look,
are you gonna do?
We looked for it. We can't find it. Are you sure it was here? It might have been over there. Why don't you go look over there?
I cannot believe NYCFC has not tried this.
Look, this is why I'm not allowed to run a club. Watch NYCFC front office increase ticket prices to recoup the loss of the seats. AussieAB. All the smoke.
So I'm interested to see how this goes and look,
Justin Freeberg says you got to use the full might of your stinkies to get the stadium. Luke says that's why we need the bike shorts to show off the stinky.
Aussie AB said,
you can see all his thinking if I'm wearing
black. Aussie AB said, only good news, no one uses Randall's Island on Saturday night, so there will be a bunch of parking all over the island. This could end up being a situation where there might be more home games at Icahn Stadium than at Yankee Stadium. I could see that kind of happening.
Oh, you! I was under the impression that they were going to make a full switch.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no. This is only for the games that they can't play at Yankee Stadium. And the other rumor was, and I've heard it was, you know, at least debated, was that Red Bull was petitioning MLS to not allow NYCFC to use Red Bull Arena anymore. And I've heard that that wasn't true, but it doesn't sound that far-fetched. I mean, how...
There was also rumor out there that the Yankees wanted to sell their 20%. They no longer want NYCFC to be... They don't want the ownership of it. I think because the 20% ownership of it was sort of an inspiration for them to get a second stadium.
Yeah.
And since that's not happening, supposedly they were looking to split and that the Mets would be buying that share.
Who knows? I'd be like, who cares? Who the hell the partner is?
Bro, you can play this thing on Battery Park City. I don't care.
They just, look, we're down for the stadium.
Central Park and a great lawn. We'll stand there and watch.
Okay. The other, I had
Stinky Soccer specific stadium.
The one thing I heard, I saw this from, shout out to El Parcero Philly.
Luke Sergio said, no one goes on Friday nights either because it's just Alexis there alone in the middle of the field wiggling stink. That's me doing the twist. That's some shins, everyone.
He's just filming TikTok videos. Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
You know I'm a savage.
So I saw this on TikTok from Ed Parcero Philly. He after the game, who was it? Jason Davis. Also, he stitched one his video, but you can watch both of them on TikTok. They were really just making the point that it's and Ed Parcero Philly was making the point about how it's you know, it's getting to the point where you know a lot of teams make fun of NYCFC for playing in a baseball stadium and so on and so forth. Essentially saying like it's getting to the point where it's becoming an embarrassment to the league that this market doesn't have a soccer stadium, which could change. I don't even know where that sound is coming from, but
I'm worried about it, to be completely honest.
But look, everybody, you know, we're all kind of on the same page. I don't know if embarrassment is a word I would use, but Jason Davis.
It's a sore, what is it? A sore eye? A black eye on the...
Maybe.
Right? On the league? A little bit, in the sense that
it's just
it's your biggest media market, and they're playing in a stadium that's not theirs, and they have to constantly shift around. That's the point. But, dude, it's not like people haven't been trying.
Yeah.
Multiple front offices have tried to figure this out. MLS tried to figure it out before they started. Remember, they had the deal for Flushing Meadow Park?
Uh-huh.
There was a deal for a stadium that was, like, teetering on possibly happening before the team even existed. MLS... I put millions of dollars into trying to get that stadium done. It's not easy. Building in New York is not easy. And right now, no one's saying, like, yeah, use tax. I'll go back and say, like, man, we got a lot of money as a club, right? Like, y'all should just be like, all right, boom, here's your billion. Get this thing done. Especially because before the World Cup, it would have been, had they been able to get something done that was a highlight, would have been the stadium.
And it feels like now the countdown is to that 2026 World Cup.
It's imminent.
And if there is not a stadium by 2026, it will be such a tremendous loss of an opportunity to grow the game in the country. And this is why Jason...
And New York's already a host city. It doesn't have to just be MetLife.
Right. The Jason Davis kind of made that point about how it would be almost a mecca, like the Madison Square Garden, how every team, even if you're, you know, whatever, it has nothing to do with the Knicks or not, but everybody wants to play at MSG.
Or you want
to
do well.
You want to shine. Yeah. Everybody understands.
Remember when Ben Gordon was called, his nickname was Madison Square Gordon because right. He always played so well. It's important to do well in New York. Just the same way it's important to do well when you go to LA. Or like these are two highlight stadiums.
Right.
It could be the same thing for soccer. Like Banc of California is on its way to becoming that, right?
Yeah.
Like you see these like...
these stadiums were like, oh, it's important to play well there. NYC could have had that. It's really frustrating.
Okay. Also, B said, let's be clear. New York is not a World Cup host city. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know how it is.
New York / New Jersey.
It's in there.
It says it right there. Should we give this? Google just alerted me, or YouTube just alerted me, that now would be a great time to insert ads.
Who said that?
Look, it just popped up.
Oh, okay.
Should we try?
Wait, who doesn't see the ads? I guess the members wouldn't see the ads.
Let's try. Let us know what you see. Tell us in the chat.
Okay. Let us know what's going on.
I don't even know for how long it's going to do this.
And let us know what ad you see as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. For those of you listening, you have no idea. I guess YouTube just added this for mm-hmm. lives, the ability to run ads the same way you used to be able to do on Twitch.
Yeah, and they also added another cool feature where you can get...
Is this going to show us you're sponsored by Alexis is stinking? LCAB said stop.
These two said, referring to NYCFC not having a stadium, said, it's a sore stinky on the league.
Nothing worse. Is there anything worse than an injured stinky?
Colin Marshall said, the Domino's app.
Oh
bro,
they
no.
Got they got us.
Okay, so yeah, look, I think this is going to be a it's a frustrating thing. Look, as NYCFC fans and people who are obviously connected with the club, we can reiterate this as many times as possible. They are doing literally everything in their power.
Somehow the fan base believes that this is some type of failure,
right?
I guess you have to grade if something can be done, but the point needs to be made.
What grade are you giving NYCFC on their stadium efforts?
A C.
A C? Okay.
They're trying to rebuild a stadium in an island that has no access to it. You know, like, at this point, I think, like, Rikers is shutting down, right? They're like, you know what? Put the bum
put it there,
bro. You land the planes at LaGuardia over the stadium. Who cares? Like, at this point.
If they could rebuild LaGuardia.
Bro,
come
billions
on.
Billions are spent on LaGuardia.
Right? And it ain't even any better.
Bro, the Polo Grounds was rumored to be a new stadium. The Polo Grounds.
Damn, dude.
The Polo Grounds haven't existed since the 30s or 40s.
Ralph Lauren doesn't even need it anymore.
Why are you there, Ralph?
RCB said it's a failure because too many promises made at the very start. I mean, look.
I get
you. But you know what? Promises were made by the city that were also broken. So yeah. I wouldn't put a majority of the blame on the club. I mean, look, they're really, really trying. I don't know.
I'll tell you this much. We're going to get a stadium before that dude finds a Kroger. I promise you that.
Yes. Okay. Bet on it.
Not in this city.
Okay. Yilman Babylonia, but who I believe is in Germany still. Yilman, how are you doing?
Yilman said it was his community board that knocked down the original stadium.
Okay. What's that? What's all that about? Okay. So, all right. What else? There's a couple of other things I would like to discuss. And if there's anything, please, in the chat, please put it in. Anything that we may have missed or anything you would like us to cover.
And shouts, if you're watching, please hit that like button. It absolutely helps us out.
Totally. Okay. Lorenzo Insigne announced for Toronto FC.
He got mad at the airport
press conference. His kid. Did you see the kid?
Kid was like, I love you, Dad.
In English,
and
it was,
then everyone clapped. You clapping?
This is Alex has no heart. Alex is not. Yeah, you can't win him over.
Well, you know what this is? This is too much. Like, oh, look, even your kid. We love you. We love your kid. Everybody, come on. It's like you're giving this kid too much power. You're giving this guy way too much power.
Okay. I thought it was a very sweet moment. Regardless of how calculated it might have been, who knows? But Lorenzo, shouts to Italy. Because
it's something you don't hear on any podcast.
I was wearing
shouts to Italy, bro.
I was wearing my NYCFC kit in Italy, walking around, and people were like, NYCFC. And they were like,
Pirlo.
No, nobody said Pirlo first, but somebody was like, Lorenzo Insigne. Can't wait to see him in Toronto. I'm like, yo, they're getting it out here.
What?
I didn't have to like tell him that Lorenzo Sr. is going over there. Totally knew about it.
No, he's in Toronto.
So people, they're aware, at least of the Italian players that are going over. The I went to Capri. We rented a private boat.
This is where the pants come from.
I went to Capri. Capri, as they say, is an island off of the Amalfi Coast. I'm just saying, you know, but there might be
culture.
There might be some sticklers out here.
You may have you may have misunderstood what he meant. Capri.
So, but we rented a boat and we went around, and the skipper, the captain, a huge Juve fan. I saw the Juve tattoo on him. Right. He was similar to the Napoli guy, the cab driver from yesterday.
Yeah, Serie A is very important.
But he was a Juve fan, and he was, I think Juve may have destroyed his marriage, his life, because he was like, I got divorced. I was telling her he married to like a woman from the U.S. Yeah. And he told her, he was like, hey, I'll be there for you.
I'm not your husband Saturday nights.
But he's like, I'll be there for you anytime except when Juve is playing. And clear, didn't work out. Who knows why?
She didn't agree with the deal.
I don't know. His therapist, Giorgio Chiellini, said nothing was wrong with it.
Crimson Pizza says, I went to Capri. There were puddles everywhere. I heard the sun was sweet. Capri Sun, come on now.
So, but the guy, as soon as I told him, I had the NYCFC shirt.
B26768 said 3-hour tour, because you said the skipper.
It was 4 hours.
The Gilligan's Island, bro. Great reference.
It was fun, but I was talking to him, and he's a season ticket holder for Juve. And he was saying that he was asking me about Chiellini. He was like, oh, I'm excited to see Chiellini out in L.A.
He's a bum.
First thing he said, he was like, I collect game-worn kits. You think you can get me a Giorgio Chiellini
game-worn? Sure, no problem. Yeah, my name is Christian MLS Polanco. Okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Christian Garber. I'm sorry, Polanco.
So I got it. If anybody got some connects.
True Turo, but here we go. You make fancy gears transfer out of Mary.
There it is. Drew Brizio. Yeah. Toronto.
Toronto, bro.
It was so... this guy was great.
That's how he announced the here we go. I'm single again. Free agent.
So, anyway. But, no. It seemed very much like Italian...
Drew's good. You're pinned, buddy.
Italian fans... are very much aware of what's going on in MLS. Definitely
only
regarding
when they're
where their players,
one of their biggest players on their favorite team.
I think it says a lot. It says a lot. Just like casually, I didn't start these conversations. They already knew. They were informed.
It's not like he was like, hey, you think Mihailovic is going to get on the national team?
Like, damn, this guy is.
Buddy, you're never getting married.
But it was great. The dude on the boat was. I was telling him, I'm like, oh, I love Weston McKennie. He plays the U.S. team. He was like, oh yeah, that's right. He's American. He's like,
we don't like him.
No, but he said, he was like, oh, he's kind of a strange kid. He eats weird stuff because he saw the ranch.
Yeah.
The ranch. So this video's gotten everywhere, bro. Weston, you're doing a disservice.
Weston, your Texas is showing, bro.
You're being too reckless.
Bruh.
Okay, put the olive oil on it. That's it. The olive oil. Oh, my God. The olive oil in Italy.
It's next level.
I brought some back.
Did you?
Yeah, dude.
Snuck it in?
Sorry, is it legal?
You have like 10 3-ounce bottles? Like, yeah, you can't say none.
Just take it out of my bra.
I'm sweaty, bro. The guy who owns Lindustry, Massimo.
Yeah.
His father cans olive oil. He has an olive oil farm, a small one.
Right.
And he was like, the olive oil here, Alex, he's no good, Alex. He's like, I don't like it. And I was like, well, why don't you bring your father's in? He's like, no, you have to pay the tariff. It's $1,000, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, is it that different? And he showed me the container that's pouring it out. And the color, it's so thick and it's so rich in color. Then I go, oh, it looks like Mountain Dew.
like the color of it.
Right.
And he goes, what is this? What, Mountain Dew? What happens in the mountains? And I go, no, it's a drink. And I look up Mountain Dew. He goes, this is not my father's olive oil. He thought I was calling his dad's olive oil a soft drink. And I go, it's the color is what I'm talking about. The color.
Tastes like a Sprite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this is a Coca Cero.
Look,
Sergio, go, yo, Alexis is so proud of Christian for bringing back Italian olive oil. I thought he was going to say he's giving it to me. Were you pulling up a photo of it?
No. I was going to pull up a photo of the photo we took on the boat, but not that it's very relevant. It was just a cool
Finally
photo.
Finally, you realize people don't give a damn about the photos okay. You take on vacation.
I thought it was a nice one.
He was one of the first people to realize. People were like, look, here's us standing by a rock. I'm like, we don't care about
yeah,
your
dude.
Vacation photos.
No, no. Okay, anyway, whatever.
Christian has an olive oil farm.
That, the olive oil and the balsamic vinegar.
Oh, it was next level.
Unbelievable.
You know how hard it is to get like pure olive oil in this country?
I don't.
Most of the Italian olive oil is actually Tunisian.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's Italian olives. That's how they get around it.
What's with the quotes?
Because it's bullshit. It's like saying this was made in America. Samoa. You know? It's like, that's what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't really telling you the whole truth.
Okay.
Shakira walked in on PK with Gabby's mom and PK screams, that's not my
Wow,
what
man.
What does that have to do with any of
We're making so many connections.
She's holding a Mountain Dew.
Omar Ramirez said, Christian, are there any tacos in Italy? I did not see.
A burrito, I think, is what, if we're going off of what you like to eat. And how you eating correctly.
Okay, sure. I did see there were some like Central Americans and South America. I did hear a lot of Spanish.
That's beautiful.
Just walking around in Italy. Yeah, it was fairly common. So I wasn't.
You saw how I told you how I reacted when I found Colombians in London. I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. There's like a popular trend, I think, on Instagram and on TikTok of Colombians. Who speak British English, who have a British accent, but then they speak Colombian Spanish, and it's for some reason.
Oh no, I saw this in person.
People
it
are
my mind.
It's like baffling to a lot of people.
The owner only spoke Spanish, so we were speaking Spanish the whole time, and he was like, "I don't know who it is," because you realize my accent's not Colombian. I was like, "Oh, I'm Cuban, but I sound a little Puerto Rican. I'm from the New York area," and he was like, "Oh, okay." And the son shows up, and he's like, "Papa, que necesita?" And he's like bringing stuff, and he was like, "Oh, mira, de Nueva York." He's like, "Oh." Blah, 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 talking to me. And then he picks up the phone. He's like, hey, what's going on, mate? I was like, right. How are you doing both of those?
Yeah, they're just like, what's,
I've never heard it before.
They're like, what's good, bro? And then they hang up and it's like,
blood.
Give up, wey, que pa, que más, parece.
Exactly.
I'm like, what?
Blew my mind. I didn't know how to put two and two together.
People are just not used to that dichotomy.
It's like when I was a kid, there was this girl, she was Asian. She was in my high school for like.
Is she still Asian?
At the time, she was she showed up to my high school. Everyone was like, yo, you see the new girl? She was only there for 2 weeks. She was doing something. I forgot what it was. But yo, you see the new girl? Everyone was like, oh,
who's there only for two? Who's in school for 2 weeks only?
She was only in the U.S.
Like an exchange. Like an exchange student.
I don't know what it was, but I think like she had to like finalize a test or something. So they put it there, allowed her to go to my school.
I don't know, but it sounded a little human trafficky to me.
No. She was there, but whoever was, she was like, had security. It was some big deal.
Okay.
But she didn't dress like the rest of us. We were all in uniforms. She didn't dress like us, but she was asked to wear like all black or something. I forget whatever it was. Anyway, it was like, yo, new girl. She's a cute girl, right? Everyone was like, new girl. I remember I walked up to her. I was like, hey, what's going on? I heard you knew. And she's like, yeah, I am. And I was like, sorry. I've never seen, at that point in my life, I've never seen an Asian person with an English accent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who are you? Who are you really?
I can't believe they've sent spies.
Bro, the only person I ever heard with a British accent was like Princess Diana at that point. You know what I mean? I ain't never met no Brit.
Okay.
Bro, blew my mind. And then she was like, you guys have an accent. And I'm like, we got an accent, lady. You got a fucking accent. And I'm like, yo, run this girl's pocket.
Okay.
Omar Ramirez, but nah, she Korean now. She switched up.
Okay.
Thomas 19064, but parcero, mate.
Okay. Anything else we should cover before we go?
Man, I think we did it all, bro.
We did do a lot.
Shouts to everyone in the chat. Shout out to everybody who hung out.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, everybody. A couple, any other results that were shocking or surprising? Oh, yeah. SKC Fan TV. Again, if you don't follow SKC Fan TV, please do so on Twitter, on YouTube. It does live streams of Sporting Kansas City.
His clips are hilarious.
His clips are great. I mean, Sporting Kansas City are not...
Homie does look like Steve Buscemi.
they are down bad right now, Sporting Kansas City. They are, they're not... in their best form. And when Sporting Kansas City...
In fact, I heard he's going to change it to SKC Fan?
When they are not doing well, you know, his content is pretty entertaining.
It's the best part. it's like how AFTV grew.
right.
It's because everyone else is watching this dude go through pain.
The one thing we should wrap up with is we will have some updates. So next week, obviously I left when the announcement was made.
Perfect timing.
But we have joined Metalock Media of Dan Le Batard and friends and that network.
We're really excited. Thank you to all the fans who sent so many positive messages.
Yes,
it's gonna be exciting. What we hope is that this, we don't know yet. We're having those calls and meetings this week. But what we don't want is for the experience you guys have to change. There may be some changes.
Yeah, yeah. So
there will be some changes, I'm sure.
We will update everybody on what the show is going to look and feel
I've
like.
I said this because I care about the fans so much. I said I refuse to switch seats with Christian. I will always be on this side.
Okay. It's mostly Alexis's back issues that keep him there. Okay.
His seat's too small, bro.
So look, the show will not be changing drastically.
Also, he said announcing Apple TV partnership. Nah, fam.
No, no.
They ain't got the money.
So, the reason we're especially excited is because, we're huge fans of Dan Le Batard and all those folks over there. And they are allowing us to really do what we want.
There's many reasons why we chose to work with them. Yeah. With all the offers we received, and shouts to everybody who reached out. Shouts to everybody who cares about the product that we're creating. And so it's very exciting to see that after leaving Fubo, that there was so much interest. We're like, okay, we've made a lot of right choices, which is
right,
great.
Right.
And the fans are the big, we want to make sure that the fans get the right type of show, the right. We're partnered with the right people that the fans would be proud of us to be partnered with and things of that nature. So there was a lot of thought that went into this.
Yeah.
But changes may be coming fast.
So
whatever they are. So hopefully you guys stick with us.
Yeah.
And we
out. We're going to do a no cap recap, on Patreon, which will have a lot of these specific updates. And also for people on our Patreon, we'll take, suggestions, questions, comments of what you would like the show to look like. We're going to have a lot of freedom to do a lot of things that we weren't able to do, that we can't do currently. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities. So if you want to get in and be a part of that community and conversation, please join the Patreon if you'd like to do that. But we're excited about the future of the show, partnering with a great network and just someone who we're huge fans of and have a lot of respect for. And look, it's obviously World Cup is coming up. We're going to be doing that. That was in the announcement. We're going to be doing a daily show during the World Cup.
So you're going to be getting a lot of cooligans. Somebody said, come to One Soccer. What is that?
Oh, that's the Canadian.
Oh, that's right.
Network.
The Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch you guys.
Thanks, Aaron. GamerSav said, One Soccer sucks. So,
yeah, he put no. One Soccer sucks. Damn. Well, there's your review.
but discuss it in the comments. Feel free.
SKC Fan TV said, you guys will blow up. Great potential. Thank you so much. I mean, hey, look, the fans that we've garnered throughout this whole time has been absolutely special. We want to evolve the show as well. We want to take some cues from what Dan is doing and already first name basis. DL over here. DLB, what's he thinking? We want to take some cues from their network and they're going to make suggestions. And, again, we want the show to evolve and we want the fan base to grow and we want all these things to happen. And, I didn't think we'd see ourselves at this point 7 years in with a World Cup coming up.
Yeah.
And being a part of a major network and stuff. And here we are and where we see ourselves in the next 7 years, all that stuff's going to happen. So, again, if you're a member of the Patreon, you're going to get a lot of information. We're going to look at you guys for a lot of what we should be doing and some suggestions, and hopefully we can keep hopefully the overlap between what the network wants from us and what you guys want from us is a great show.
Right, right. So so that's the next thing that we're very, very excited
Aaron
about.
Hooper, but well, it wouldn't suck with the Cooligans for one soccer. That's a great point, Aaron.
Okay, you know what? You're our agent now.
Aaron knows how to converse. Negotiation tactics out the wazoo.
Jose Lopez said we want OnlyFans content. I mean, obviously, I wish Patreon allowed it because...
Bro, you're going to see a lot of stinking. And we each got two. Crazy.
Obviously, this is a big moment and transition for the Cooligans, for us in our personal lives. It's going to be really, really cool. Very, very exciting. And we're going to be working with some awesome folks. So that begins next week. And we're very, very excited about the future. So, we say this all the time, but thank you, everybody here in the chat, everybody who listens to the show and supports the show for helping us as far as we have. But there's a lot left in the tank. We're going to be doing a bunch of really cool stuff this year.
We all charged up. Forget a tank.
Okay.
Charged up.
And as always, shout out to the Stand for welcoming us at the comedy club. We love doing the show here. It's always a lot of fun. If you ever are in New York and want to check out a comedy show, or just go on a date, get some dinner, eat lunch alone. All right,
bro, you want to
be
here.
Sad and
you know what? Actually, Anthony Bourdain's birthday was a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that a quote of his that travels a lot in the food community, it was like, he was like, live your life, but don't live your life in the way you think other people like go rock climbing and stuff. He's like, dude, go to a mostly empty bar and have a shitty pint that's super cold during the day on a Tuesday, you know, go do something out of the ordinary. And I think going to a comedy club with incredible food on a day you weren't planning to be there, you don't even got tickets for a show, maybe you'll end up going to a show, maybe you'll sneak down and say, I don't know how that works, but come here, get a burger, you know what I mean, have a beer, dude. It's a great place to just hang out. A lot of cool people, a lot of comics hang out here. It's a fun time. It's a beautiful bar. It's well decorated inside. You guys will absolutely love it.
Okay, so as always, shout out
Jamie Boyce. Shouts to Jamie Boyce, keeping us all cut up nice. He said we need an Alexis Food OnlyFans. What is that? Me eating nude? As D. It ain't,
I mean,
pretty.
At least topless.
You know?
All right. Yeah.
Jiggling, joint.
Ain't hurting anybody. SKC Fan TV said, we'll be in NYC soon. Yo, say what's up.
Yeah, come hang out.
Maybe you can catch, one of us performing.
Yeah. If you're in New York tonight, I'll be at Gotham.
Okay.
And if you're listening to this, that was last night.
So seriously, y'all the absolute best, man. You know, there's going to be a lot more details coming soon. Stick with us. We'll be back next week. We'll be part of Metal Lark, part of the Dan Lebatard and Friends Network. So really, really cool stuff to look forward to. All right. Boom. Y'all the best. We will see you.
Love you guys.
Next week. We love you. Cheers, everybody. Peace.
Bye.